President Putin of Russia says he's ordered his military to start withdrawing most of its forces from Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry said the air campaign had helped Syrian government forces recapture more than 400 towns and villages. Sarah Rainsford is in Moscow.
Russia's withdrawal from Syria is as much of a surprise as the start of airstrikes there. But almost 6 months after intervening to back up his ally, Bashar al-Assad, President Putin says Russian troops have turned the tide in Syria's conflict and it's time to bring them home. By intervening so dramatically in Syria, Vladimir Putin made it clear that Russia today is prepared to assert its interests. He's ensured that Moscow has a far greater say now in the Syrian peace talks. Here at home, the operation is being presented as a great success.
President Assad has issued a statement saying he agreed with the move to reduce Russia's military presence. From Damascus, Lee Doucette reports.
We'll never really know exactly what went on behind the scenes. What we do know is that Russia has been playing an absolutely critical role in the Syrian conflict, so much so that it's been infuriating Washington, London, and other Western capitals, essentially by getting away with it, bombing the positions of some of the very opposition groups that the West would like to include at the negotiating table, and also playing a crucial role in organizing this truce, which unexpectedly is largely holding and it's in its third week.
President Obama has spoken to Mr. Putin over the phone about the partial withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. The White House said they discussed the next steps required to fully implement the cessation of hostilities. One of the main Syrian opposition groups has welcomed the news. A spokesman for what's called the High Negotiations Committee said if Moscow implemented the withdrawal, the move would put pressure on President Assad's government. All this came at the end of the first day of the latest round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva. Venezuela's Attorney General has announced that search teams have retrieved the remains of four of 28 gold miners who've been missing for more than a week. Forensic experts and search teams are continuing to look for more bodies in the location, a remote jungle area near the border with Guyana. Our Americas editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more.
The Venezuelan government initially dismissed the claims from relatives that the 28 miners have been missing. The local governor accused the opposition of fabricating a story for political reasons in a deeply polarized country. But the evidence was overwhelming, and within a few days, troops were sent to the area. The authorities believe they were brutally killed by a criminal gang that controls most of the illegal gold mining in the area. An arrest warrant was issued for the gang leader known as the Mole.
World News from the BBC. Macedonian police and soldiers have detained hundreds of migrants who marched from a makeshift camp in northern Greece and used ropes to ford a swift-flowing river to skirt the border fence. The police have said the men, women and children will be sent back to Greece. They'd been stranded at an overcrowded camp along with about 12,000 other migrants. The Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, has appointed a new justice minister, the third person to occupy the role in less than a month. Eugenio de Aragão takes control of the ministry after his predecessor was forced out by the Supreme Court. In February, another justice minister resigned amid a row over his perceived failure to curb a growing corruption investigation that has shaken the government. Scientists say they've made a discovery which helps them understand how Tyrannosaurus rex became one of the most fearsome dinosaurs to roam the earth. Remains found in a remote desert in northern Uzbekistan belong to a newly identified species from the Tyrannosaur family called Timolyngia, which predated T-Rex by about 20 million years. Dr. Hans Seuss of London's Natural History Museum says the remains show Tyrannosaurs became intelligent before becoming big.
Timolyngia is a horse-sized animal. These predators became much smarter, much more advanced in terms of their sensory capacities before they attained the giant size that made them so famous in terms of the public. We got an animal that got a highly developed brain, highly developed senses. These animals not only had keen hearing, they had exceptionally good eyesight.
A respected professor of chemical engineering has resigned from his post at a British university after it was revealed that he'd been leading a double life as a porn star. Professor Nicholas Goddard, who's 61, had been teaching at Manchester University for 25 years. He was apparently exposed when one of his students recognized him in a pornographic film. BBC News.